Come, megrims, mollygrubs, and collywobbles. Come, gloom that limps and misery that hobbles. Come also, most exquisite melancholiage, as dark and decadent as November foliage. I crave to shudder in your moist embrace, to feel your oystery fingers on my face. This is my hour of sadness and of soulfulness, and cursed be he who dissipates my dolefulness. The world is wide, isn't it? The world is roomy. Isn't there room, isn't it, for a man to be gloomy? Bring me a bathysphere kindly, maybe like Beebe's. Leave me alone in it kindly with my old heebie-jeebies. I do not desire to be cheered. I desire to retire. I am thinking of growing a beard. A sorrowful beard with a mournful, a dolorous hue in it, with ashes and glue in it. I want to be drunk with despair. I want to caress my care. I do not wish to be blithe. I wish to recoil and writhe. I will revel in cosmic woe, and I want my woe to show. This is the morbid moment. This is the ebony hour. Aroint thee, sweetness and light. I want to be dark and sour. Away with the bird that twitters. All that glitters is jitters. Roses, roses are gray. Violets cry boo and frighten me. Sugar is diabetic, and people conspire to brighten me. Go hence, people, go hence. Go sit on a picket fence. Go gargle with mineral oil. Go out and develop a boil. Melancholy is what I brag and boast of. Melancholy I mean to make the most of. You beaming optimists shall not destroy it, but while I am it, I intend to enjoy it. Go, people, feed on kewpies and soap. And remember, please, that when I mope, I mope.